Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
They say you got out, Q. And I want you to know, I'm going to say this, Q. You didn't start that this week. You've been talking this shit all this playoffs, bro. Don't act this shit new. Yeah, I've been waiting on this because him, just like y'all, talked all that trash. And I told you the whole time what was going to happen. Nobody predicted it was going to be
you picked them by 10. You picked them by 10, bro. Go back and watch the film.
I was wrong.
You said 31-21.
I was wrong. It was 18.
It was really 34.
It really was 34. But my point to you is this. Go ahead, Nick. You go.
You already started, nigga. Your team won.
I'm here to bring balance, bro. I'm not gonna be on the rah-rah.
You can't bring no balance to this, Nick. Ain't no balance to it. The game, there was no balance to it. I told you they did exactly what they were supposed to do to win games. That was the whole point. It was to win. Everybody be looking at the stats, it looked pretty, all this pretty stuff. Oh, we're gonna get demolished. That's exactly I'm gonna tell y'all what QB saying in the chat. Because QB talking different on here. He talking nice on here. But in the chat, he said, we're going to get demolished.
I'm very consistent.
Can you talk about the team, bro? They don't care about the chat.
I'm telling him because it's true. It's the truth.
I'm very consistent.
And I kept telling you consistently wrong on this. Because I kept trying to tell you. I kept trying to tell you what was going to happen. This was Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford.
What were you telling me that was going to happen?
They were going to be where they at right now. And I told you, everybody, just like I told you with this, everybody steps up when needed. This week is this person. This week is that. You said Saquon was dragging them. Saquon didn't have to drag them. Saquon benefited just like everybody else.
I said Saquon was dragging them?
Yes.
Dragged them to the...
What do you mean dragging them?
To the championship.
Oh, you mean carrying us? Yeah, I mean, yeah, he was carrying us. Sheldon, that's a fact.
No,
Sheldon,
he was carrying us. No, sir. It was a team effort
I get it.
Have you not been watching?
I don't know what psychosis has happened in Carolina, but like I've been here for 28 years, bro.
But we talking about this one.
I know, but I've been here for 28 years. I am this one. No. You can't talk about this one. You can't talk about this one unless you were there when we lost to Tom Brady. You can't talk about this one unless you were there when we lost to Arizona and it's a championship chip. You can't talk about this one unless you saw Chip Kelly trade and LeSean McCoy for Pico Alonso. I give my opinion straight up. I'm an objective fan. I don't have blinders on just because I found a team that finally wins. My team has been winning. We have a ring. I was hype about 2018 then. I wasn't expecting us to beat Patrick Mahomes, and that's fine. But let's calm down because you don't have seniority in this fandom at all, bro.
You're a stepchild in this family. We're gonna get our ass kicked, but then you're gonna celebrate when
he's
they win.
A stepson.
Ain't a hedging? What is that? I'm a stepson. I'm a
he's a fan though.
You're like exactly this, right.
I could relate to you.
I gotta listen.
You asked me. I can relate to Q because I would feel the same way about Dallas. If Dallas was to luck up and win like y'all did, I would feel the same way. Like, damn, I ain't even expect this shit to happen, man. We got a above average quarterback, a coach don't nobody know, and an owner who's trying to sabotage us. Man, I can't believe we pulled this off. I get where Q coming from.
Nick, I took some notes too, Nick, just like you did last week. 95. It's 95.
I'm an objective fan.
95.
I'm an objective fan, bro. I'm not gonna pick my team to win. I'm not gonna pick my team to win every single year, bro. If I see evidence go against it, if I see that the Chiefs look unbeatable, I'm gonna say, yo, I think we're gonna lose. If I think that we have the best roster in the NFL and we peak in the last two games of the season on all fronts, then bro, it is what the fuck it is. But I've seen this team do what they should do in 2022 and then lose in the big game, and I've seen us all year in the first half, look inconsistent. The bye week comes, we start putting shit together. I'm still having questions about Jalen as a passer, which is why I said whatever you say about the man is true. I'm not going to argue you down on that. But we have to get some order in the family. Bro, you just got here, and I respect it, and I welcome you. To the family. See, you should care, though, because if you understood, you don't understand the pain. You can't pop champagne with us, bro. I never got out. I'm an objective fan. I'm an objective fan. You cannot pop champagne with us if you didn't cry in the rain with us, bro. You can't do that. You can't do that. No, but that's that bullshit, no, bro. That's lap riding. Oh, my team is great all the time. That's lap riding. I'm not doing that. I don't do that. Welcome to Philadelphia. We sit on our fucking teams.
They got
to
be great all the time.
Stop
talking for Philly.
No, Philly does this, bro. You haven't even been here, so you don't know. I know real Philly fans. You don't know how we get down.
Why are y'all arguing?
I know real Philly fans.
This is why I hate Philly, man. This is it. This is why I fuck you.
Real Philly fans don't do that.
Because Sheldon talking like he really been here, and he hasn't been here. Enjoy the win, though.
You ain't no real fan.
Enjoy the win. Go ahead. I'm not no real fan. I had a Mike Vick jersey before you even had a hairline. Come on, bro. Like, what are you talking about?
He ain't a real fan.
Come on, bro. What are you talking about, bro? I had a Leo Shepard jersey at 6 years old, bro. What the fuck are you talking about?
Next
time. I had a Jeremiah Trotter jersey at 8 years old, bro. Like, what are you actually doing here?
Don't mean nothing.
I'm excited. I'm excited, but you getting too gas, bro.
You should be excited.
You're a stepson. You should be
excited. You should be excited. You should have been excited last week.
So because I picked Patrick Mahomes to win, that means I'm not excited.
Man,
what are you talking about? That logic don't even make fucking sense. See, that's just D-riding is what you did. No, D-riding is what?
You said you picking Patrick Mahomes. That's it? Like, you talking about Patrick.
I picked Mahomes because he's the better QB.
You said Jaden Daniels was going to beat him the week before. You forgot that?
I said Jaden Daniels was going to beat them.
Yes, I never
picked them, bro. You just talking shit. Go ahead, you just got here, bro. Don't even know what the fuck you talking about.
Go ahead, Nick.
Like, bro, you weren't there when we lost to Adam Vinatieri on a field goal. You weren't there, bro.
About old shit. We talking about now.
I'm talking about history. See, you can't pop champagne if you've been in the ring with me, bro.
I ain't got a pop champagne.
Like, bro. That's like saying you part of the gang and you pledging the gang at 28, bro. You can't get jumped in at 29, bro. We've been off the porch. You got jumped in at 45. That makes no sense. You can't talk to me about getting them, bro.
You got out the car, Trey. This shit is crazy. I was never in the car in the first place. I'm objective, bro. Wonderful job mediating. Let him go. This shit is crazy, bro.
He talking about, I don't want to talk about before his frat brother got in the fucking organization. He don't give a fuck. That's what I'm saying. No, I don't do that shit. I talk about the entirety of my organization. You can't do that because we ain't been here. Because you're a stepchild, bro. We just married you into the family. We just married you into the fucking family. He was in 2015. In 2015, he was rooting for Cam Newton. In 2015, I was rooting for Nick Foles. That's the fucking difference here, bro. In 2015, he was rooting for Luke Kuechly. In 2015, he was rooting for Luke Kuechly. In 2015, I was rooting for motherfucking Eric Rowe. That's the difference. Bro. You know the fucking names of what the fuck we talking about. Just pop your champagne and enjoy it, bro. But don't let's not get gassed and start talking shit to actual fans, bro.
Who would have been there? I might have to do some mics.
It's insane for y'all to be. It's hilarious.
He just got in the car 2 years ago.
Real quick, this is why I hate Eagles. The Eagles, the fans, because only y'all would be fucking arguing like this after y'all won.
That made FIFA league.
Only the Philadelphia fans do this, bro. No other fan base would do this.
I would say this, Eagles. I'll say this because the Eagles.